Yes, all right. Let it be so. During the long years he had spent on the trail of the men in black, the gunslinger would have sworn nothing in the universe could have caused him to renounce the tower. Had he not literally killed his own mother in pursuit of it back at the start of his terrible career? But in those years he had been friendless, childless, and, he didn't like to admit it, but it was true, heartless. He had been bewitched by that cold romance, the loveless mistake for love. Now he had a son, and he had been given a second chance, and he had changed. Knowing that one of them must die in order to save the writer, that their fellowship must be reduced again and so soon, would not make him cry off. But he would make sure that Roland of Gilead, not Jake of New York, provided the sacrifice this time. Did the boy know that he'd penetrated his secret? No time to worry about that now. Roland slammed the truckomobile's door shut and looked at the woman. "Is your name Irene?" he asked. She nodded. "Drive, Irene. Do it as if Lord High Splitfoot were on your trail with rape on his mind, do you, I beg. Out Warrington's Road. If we don't see him there, out the Severn Road, will you?" "You're fucking right," said Mrs. Tassenbaum, and shoved the gear shift into first with real authority. The engine screamed, but the truck began to roll backward as if so frightened by the job ahead that it would rather finish up in the lake. Then she engaged the clutch, and the old International Harvester leaped ahead, charging up the steep incline of the driveway and leaving a trail of blue smoke and burnt rubber behind. Garrett McKean's great-grandson watched them go with his mouth hanging open. He had no idea what had just happened, but he felt sure that a great deal depended on what would happen next.